The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Now, this was one of the lines that people found really inspiring in Joe Biden's inauguration speech this week.
I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot.
Well, but how important is kindness in the world of work? We're joined by Isolde Freeney, Professor of Organisational Psychology at Dublin City University's Business School. You're very welcome to the programme. Isolde, first of all, obviously, if you're going to be unkind to somebody in the White House, just don't do it in front of Joe Biden.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really, it's very interesting to see that he put such an emphasis on this on such a global stage. Obviously, incivility is something that's pretty common in our workplaces. So,
well, there is a bit of a difference, too, isn't there, between incivility and kindness? First of all, the idea of kindness in the workplace, is it important? And are there positive benefits in the workplace from it?
Certainly. First of all, people are increasingly attracted to jobs that allow them to be kind or to have a positive impact on others. So increasingly, when you talk to graduates or you talk to people who are going through maybe a mid-career transition, they're looking for opportunities to have a pro-social impact on others. So they're drawn to roles that allow them to be kind. But for employees, you know, every day going about, you know, the workplace, being kind is associated with kind of a cumulative benefit in terms of well-being. So there's a really strong body of research that shows that when you're kind, you feel better. And, you know, over time, you feel more competent and you feel more in control of your life.
Is it good for the employer as well as the employees to have employees have this approach?
Well, first of all, for any employer, having an organisation that supports well-being is really important because you have less burnout, less absenteeism. But also there's pretty good evidence that people are more productive. So in some really interesting studies on fundraising, for instance, when people are given an opportunity to really show how their work impacts on others, so in a sense they can see the kindness of their work, they actually raise a lot more money than employees who don't get to see the benefits of their work in action. But also we know that being kind supports collaboration in the workplace, but it also really, I suppose, inspires perspective taking, which supports creativity. So we know that workplaces that support kindness, that have cultures that support kindness, tend to also be more creative.
Is it about, when you talk about kindness in the workplace, you know, I often think of, well, is this just being overly sentimental? Is kindness the same thing as softness? And within the culture of organisations, the reality is softness is not admired.
So I think we have to think about the different types of events and, you know, changes that organisations go through. You do have to manage underperformance. At the end of the day, you know, business is a business and you have to deal with underperformance and you have to deal with people who aren't pulling their weight. But actually, when organisations go through, and if you think about the current context and the challenges that organisations are having, employees are much more likely to rally when they've experienced a culture of kindness. So we're talking about the simple everyday things that you can encourage employees to do for each other. But also it's simple things like email etiquette, you know, not using bold writing, not using capital letters, being polite, remembering your colleagues' birthdays, you know, simple things that show that we actually care for each other around here. So that when difficult times come, when there are, you know, when there's a downsize, for instance, you're much better able to support your employees and they know that you're doing it because you have to.
Hold back on the all caps emails then.
Absolutely.
Isolde Freeney from Dublin City University, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.